If you ever want an example as how this President Trump lies, here's a great one.
My father is German, right? Was German. And born in a very wonderful place in Germany. And so I have a great feeling for Germany.
My father's from Germany. Both of my parents are from the EU.
Don't forget, both of my parents were born in EU sectors, okay? I mean, my mother was Scotland, my father was Germany.
Trump's father was born in Brooklyn. That's a fact. Trump knows it. Look it up. Trump's father was born in Brooklyn. Oh, my God.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I don't know if you've been to Brooklyn before, but there's a little part of it that is indeed right next to Dusseldorf. You heard a German baloney? That's what Trump just said. Most of those comments were made because Trump was entertaining the head of Germany, the president of Germany, and the chancellor, whatever you call that. That's why he made those comments. They are indeed outright lies. Kind of unbelievable when you think about it, after all the chasing he did with Barack Obama, claiming that Obama was not born in the United States. And here's the guy who said that, lying about where his father was born. Come on, man, it's Brooklyn! Check the birth certificate, it's Brooklyn. That part of Germany called Brooklyn. People get that confused all the time. Hell yeah. When you're in New York City, I mean, almost everybody says, yeah, I'm going to go over to Germany for the week. I mean Brooklyn, I'm sorry. Get that confused all the time. Germany, Brooklyn, man, I am. You know, when somebody lies, like, all the time, then if they say something that is honest, you never believe it because they're always lying. I wonder what a good example of that would be. Anyway. Whatever. Hi. Thanks for the sound bites from CNN, by the way. All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I am Ron Van Dam. This is a Ron Van Dam show. Thank you so much for appearing in front of my face. Actually, you're not. This is a vocal situation. There will be vocals involved. Only vocals, please. There are pictures of me all over the internet, but this is a vocal presentation. You must send me a picture of yourself. That way we'd be equal. Otherwise, forget this relationship. Got an interesting show for you today. I'll be the judge of that. We're going to talk about this Trump dude, and also later on in the program, you know, it's tax time. Oh my God, it's tax time. A lot of people are getting money back. A lot of people are owing more than they've ever owed before. It's a conundrum, but it is tax time. There are two things that are certain, as the statement goes. It's death and taxes. This is the lesser of the two evils in my estimation. The taxes part would be better than the other part. We do this every single year, don't we, huh? Isn't that something? We have a birthday every year, and we have to do taxes every year. So how do you approach the tax thing? You don't have much time left. We'll find out. We have a tax expert with us today, a lovely woman named Nicole. And then it is also the day that we hook up with Alicia Carey. She is a fashion designer in New York City. We meet her at a coffee shop vocally once again every Wednesday, and we talk about some social issue, and today we're going to do that again. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I think I've just laid out everything there is to be laid. Said that before once in my life. That didn't work out. Anyway, welcome to the program. Hi, we do this every single weekday. If you're not familiar with the show, this program is unlike others. It's totally unleashed. There are no boundaries, no real commercials that you can discern, although they're hidden. And yeah, man, it's just anything goes. And we laugh. We have a good time. We exchange gifts around the holidays. It's fun. It's just fun. We bob for apples. Bob ain't too thrilled about it, but we do it anyway. Okay. That'll be quite enough. I have an accountant because I have a very complicated tax situation. That complication is I hate doing them. So I owe a lot of money this year. I want you to feel sorry for me. I owe a lot of money. When you have your own business, it's wonderful, but around tax time, it's not that wonderful. It's not that wonderful. So whatever. So what do? I turn to ice cream. I mean, you know, what does anybody do? Ice cream and alcohol, ladies and gentlemen. These are the two medicines of our time. You know, I was thinking about this this President Trump thing that we got going on, hopefully for not too much longer. How much damage can be done within a period of time? That will be answered very shortly. I already see a lot of damage can be achieved in a very short period of time. And that's my problem. That's what I wanted to talk to you about today. Actually, you're not going to respond. So that's what I wanted to talk at you about today. This president thing. I love democracy. It's worked out really, really well for everybody who lives here. When you travel to other countries and you come back to this one, you just like, you want to kiss the ground. Although, don't do that. Your lips will get dirty. But, you know, it's an expression. It's not a physical activity, really. Democracy is wonderful. But, you know, just because you have it doesn't mean that it's perfect and it can't be tweaked. That's why we have these amendment things. Here's a problem right now that has come out because Donald Trump is president. I've realized this so obviously. The president, this one individual called the president, has way too much power. And that, to me, borders on a dictatorship. We aren't far away from dictatorship. Donald Trump is able to manipulate the laws of the land to make it seem like it's a dictatorship. And that's got to stop. That's our lesson. We learned that recently when Donald Trump declared a national emergency at the Mexican border and now is still threatening to shut down the border completely. That means people can't go back and forth and go to work or anything like that. We can't trade goods and nothing like that. I mean, that would be the extreme. I don't think he's going to do it. In any event, how can one guy in our democracy do that. We have a thing here called Congress, which is a wonderful concept. We locally, in every little sector of every town and city in this country, we elect people to represent us. And we have those representatives go to Washington to, amongst themselves, to discuss things and come up with great solutions and great things to tweak our democracy and our country. It's a fantastic system. We're all locally represented in our country. That's it. Period. End of story. This president concept, I don't believe, was meant to give that one man or woman so much power to be able to just sit there and just change the laws because they want to, completely void of Congress, completely skirting that entire process. And if that process is not to the dictator's like, the dictator can veto it and say, no, I don't like it. I don't care what you said. I don't care what all the representatives of all the people said. I choose not to like it, and I shall strike it down by my lightning hand. The only thing the president should be able to do without Congress is declare war if we are physically, geographically attacked, because that would demand a quick, immediate response. Even that makes me incredibly nervous. Incredibly nervous. But that would be it. Other than that, it's the Congress that should have power over the president. Or they should be equal. The president should never, ever, ever be in the guise of a dictator. And unfortunately, our laws allow that. The president can assign various positions in the White House and in the country and in the courts simply by his own hand. Sure, it must be approved by Congress, but you know how that works. We've got this political thing going where, you know, one party supports its own party's president, no matter what the president may do, because it politically would be not wise to do so. Otherwise, screw what's good for the country, just do what politically will work. It's a horrible situation, and it's playing out right in front of your face. And again, it has nothing to do with policy. I would say the same thing to Barack Obama. I don't want you sitting in an Oval Office or any sized office. It could be square. Sitting down at a desk with cameras in front of you and you signing little executive orders without asking anybody what's going on just because you feel like doing this particular thing, and you're signing executive orders left and right without having Congress deal with it or vote on it or discuss it. I don't care if it's Obama, Trump, or my grandmother. Rest her soul. It's too much power. And this is the result of it. I'm telling you, I also would love to have a president someday who can speak in complete sentences. A noun, a verb, maybe an adjective thrown in for color every once in a while. Man, that would be wonderful. How about this concept? How about somebody in the White House who represents everybody, who brings all of us together so that we can solve our problems? Because it's not left or right. It's what comes out in the middle. Sometimes it'll lean a little left. Sometimes it'll lean a little right. But at least it'll be a consensus amongst varying opinions. And the president's job is to keep this all together, to keep the glue going, not to build hotels. That's not his job. I'm kind of sick of talking about this, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't expect utopia, but I don't expect the depths of hell either. And it all goes back to a man who lies and lies and lies.
Ron Van Dam is different than most podcast hosts. He really understands his audience.
They like to be smacked and whipped.
Well, I think we're going to get along just fine. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show.
I think I read my audience rather well, don't I? Yeah, okay. Taxes, man, what the hell's with that? I don't like taxes. Not good. I don't like that thing. Not a good thing. I don't quite understand taxes. I don't understand why there's a federal tax and a state tax. Like, isn't that double taxing? I think it is. Is that legal to be taxed for the same stuff by two different things? I don't think so. That doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound right. Hey, you got to pay a tax to us, the federal government. Okay. And the same for the same thing, you got to pay us, the state. Oh, what? What? I got to pay it twice? Wait a minute, man. That doesn't sound right. No, it doesn't, does it? No, it doesn't. And in many cities like New York City and Los Angeles and Chicago and other places like that, there's also a city tax. You're paying for the same money that you made to three different people for the same stuff. What? Yeah, you have interest on your bank account. Well, that's good. Yeah, the federal wants some money on that, and then you got to pay it again to the state also. And then can't you guys get together and just give me one bill? I mean, what the hell is with this thing? That doesn't sound right, does it? Does that make sense to you? This is all the money I earned for 2018. All right, and a portion of that goes to the federal. Okay, thank you very much. What? What? The state wants to tax it on the same thing? I already paid taxes on that to the federal. What? Are you serious? And the city wants to tax me on what I earned also? That's not right. I only live in one place. How can I be paying for three different places? I only have one place, the same thing. I've already been taxed on it. Oh, this isn't right. Oh, I'm going to call somebody about who would I call? Doesn't sound right, does it? No, it does not. I don't like it. I don't like, Ron does not like it. I don't know. I thought all public, I thought taxes were all public. I thought when you pay your taxes to the federal and the state, that information is, your tax returns are held by those entities. Why are they not made public? Why can't I think if I wanted to get a job or get a loan or something, wouldn't I have to show like what my, they could check my tax returns and make sure that what I claimed I owe a year, or not I owe, what I claim I make a year, what I earn a year, is they can verify that. So my taxes are public. My tax returns are public. But not for Trump? His can't be made? What the hell is that? I'm always surprised at the leader of the country. I really should know all about them. I mean, if you're going to put yourself in the Oval Office or, again, the Square Office, whatever, I'm your employer. I'm paying your salary. I don't care how big or small it is. I'm paying your salary. I want to know. I want to know everything I can about you. And you're hiding it from me? Why would you do that? All the other presidents didn't hide their tax returns from us. They all willfully made them public. But not this one. Not this one. Why not? Something's amiss. Something's amiss, Something's wrong. And we all know that something's wrong. And the sad thing is, we're not really doing much about it at all. We're just buying the crap that's flung at us. I mean, when you're at the zoo and you're looking at a monkey behind the bars and the monkey starts flinging its shit at your face, wouldn't you like move out of the way instead of just continue to stand there and let the shit hit your face for hours and hours and days and days and years and years? Wouldn't you just like step aside and move away from the cage and say, this monkey is like crazy? We're not moving away from the cage. We're just standing there and we let the shit be flung at our faces. Why? Why? I don't know why. Everybody has their own reasons for letting the shit being flung at their face and not moving away from it. Did I ever tell you that my father was born in Germany? Sure, why not? What the hell? Anyway, let's do this tax thing. I hate the subject, I really do. So let's see what the experts say.
Hey, Ron. Good morning.
Hey, Nicole. How are you doing today?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing all right so far.
Nicole, so far, so good.
Right. Nicole Lappin joins us. Nicole is a tax tip expert, and we're going to – what could be more topical than that, actually? Nothing. She joins us now. What a crazy time of year. We all have to do it. It's death and taxes, and this is the second part of it.
Yes, that's what we're focusing on. Let's just focus on the tax part right now.
You don't want to do the death? We're not going to do the death part.
Not today, Death. Not today. But listen, I know it's so overwhelming, right? Nobody knows where to start. Yeah. The paperwork can feel really overwhelming. And if you procrastinated this late in the game and getting all of that stuff together, that is okay. You still do have time to file your taxes. But I got to be honest, you got to get moving. Here's a quickie checklist of what you need to gather, and I like to think of it as the three I's, so info, income, and investments. Okay. First, gather all of the info that you need for you or anyone else you might be filing with or claiming as a dependent. Next, you want to gather all of your forms, like W-2s, 1099s, anything you received for student loans, mortgages, and medical expenses, so all of your receipts for that.
Okay, now if you can't get it together by the deadline, then you got to file for an extension, but you still have to pay something, right? I mean, it's not just like just file an extension and I'll do it next month. It's not that simple.
Yeah, it's not a party. It's an extension to file and not to pay. But, you know, there have been so many tax headlines lately, and that's also overwhelming for a lot of people.
Yeah.
A couple of ones I just want to highlight that are different to keep in mind this year. First, the standard deduction, well, that nearly doubled. So for single filers, it went from $6,000 to $12,000. For married couples filing jointly, it went from $12,000 to $24,000. The second biggie is that the child tax credit doubled. So parents can receive $2,000 in tax credit for each qualifying dependent, and up to $1,400 of that credit is actually refundable, which means you could get that amount in a form of a refund, which is what we all want. And the third big thing is that a brand new tax law gives filers $500 in tax credit for dependents over the age of 17 and until 24.
Okay, fine.
You're taking notes, right?
Well, sort of. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a little confusing this year because of that guy. So I'm wondering if I should just like have someone else do it who knows what they're doing. You know, it's like getting surgery. I'm not going to do it on myself. I'm going to get an expert who knows exactly what to do and knows the ins and outs of my ventricle system. So I mean, you know, I'm always a little more. I leaned on something like this. I lean toward a professional, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the difference between getting a surgery and doing your taxes.
All right.
And your taxes you can do on your own. I don't suggest doing surgery on your own.
Okay.
And I don't suggest paying someone else for something you can do. So I believe in you, Ron. You can totally do this yourself. I get it. Hiring a tax prepper to file your taxes for you doesn't actually mean, keep this in mind, that it will be done more accurately. If you DIY it, it can be the same result, and filing with a reliable online service actually empowers you, which I know you want to do, to take your tax and your financial situation in your own hands. It is super easy. It's way more affordable. You can focus really on finding a tax service that not only maximizes your tax breaks, but doesn't break the bank. So you don't want to be spending all this money on trying to get your taxes done. You want to be focusing on getting more money back in the bank at the end of it, right?
Yes. I guess it depends how complicated your situation may be. But what you're telling me is those tax services there online, they're up to date with all the tax laws.
Yes, absolutely. I am all about helping you maximize that refund, particularly. I suggest Slayer Taxes. You can do it with Tax Slayer. You can file your federal return using any form and take every deduction that you want, I know you do, and credit that you're entitled for.
Yes, I do.
For only $24. And I want to hook you up with something. You can actually get 50% off your e-file if you go to this special code, taxslayer.com/Nicole. It is your hard-earned money. You gotta fight for it. You worked so hard for it all last year, right? Slay your taxes. My suggestion is taxslayer.com.
You actually have your name in the address.
I do.
Wow.
It's fancy like that. I know.
Holy crap, Nicole. You're like, wow.
I'm kind of a big deal. You know?
I suppose so. Well, now I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to try it that way. I'll try it that way. Sure. What if I need... Thank you very much. What if I have questions while I'm doing it? Is it help-friendly?
It totally is help-friendly. You know, here's the ease of use part of this. It sounds awesome to hand your forms over to a human, but what we talked about at the beginning of this segment is that you still have to do all the work that you were going to do in the first place.
Okay.
And with a good online service, they're really going to explain each step clearly so you know exactly what to enter and where. Okay. Ultimately, though, the most important thing is cost. So hiring someone else to do your taxes is actually the most expensive method for getting your taxes done.
Yes.
And doing it on your own tends to be more economical, and some online tax prep services offer free filings. Free is my favorite price. So if you have a really simple tax return, you can, you know, get it for free.
Nicole, I've never heard anybody happier about doing taxes than you, so maybe this might work out.
Good. Getting your money back is such a happy occurrence. Why would you not be happy about that? That's awesome.
That's great. Nicole, I haven't gotten money back in 15 years, but thank you anyway.
This could be your year, Ron.
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be horrible for me, but that's just me. Usually when you have your own business, it's not really wonderful. Anyway, Nicole, one more time, the address that bears your name?
TaxSlayer.com/Nicole.
There you go. She's Nicole Lappin. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
It is worth going there and taking a look. That's for sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll tell you something. I meant what I said to young tax lady Nicole. If your taxes are a little bit complicated, I would just let an expert do it. Yeah, it does cost you a little bit more money than if you did it yourself online, I suppose. But I like things explained to me as I'm doing it. I want to know why I'm paying for certain things, and I like somebody to be there to do it for me. It's only once a year. Get off your high horse, man. If you can afford to have someone do it for you, I think it's a good idea. That's just me. Certainly, it's just me. I'm used to it being just me. Hey, Alicia Carey is in the house, so we're going to hook up with her right now in New York City. We'll do that right after this.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Did they just not offer you a second choice, or did you not have a lot of time to choose?
Hey.
Help me out here. I just don't understand. What were you thinking?
That's not fair. It's time for a chit-chat with Alicia Carey. She joins us live from the island of Manhattan, a fine, fine island in the middle of the Bahamas. And
yes.
There she sits in a coffee shop, not even engaging in coughing, ladies and gentlemen, but yet she sits. And yet she sits.
And yet she sits. I love it. I love the title already. Like it's a great poem.
I like that.
Great spring poem.
I went to a Shakespearean play yesterday, which I thoroughly fell asleep through.
What play was it?
It was called Twelfth Night. And
are you kidding me? And you fell asleep?
Yes, ma'am.
That's supposed to be funny, by the way.
Yeah,
it's not
funny.
Awake.
It's okay, it's funny if you're Shakespeare, but I had no idea what the hell these people are talking about. They talk weird. And I mean, I even read the synopsis, and I can't even say it. And even that was confusing. It was horrible. Anyway, so I've got Shakespeare.
Well, you got some culture, though. You got some culture. That was good.
Yeah. Well, I slept with some culture, let's say.
Okay.
A question had popped into my mind, and we throw subjects back and forth, and it's kind of part of a New Year's resolution. I know that you are trying to get on a healthier kick by exercising more and such, and that's to be congratulated. No cash awards, but congratulations nonetheless.
No cashing.
I have tried to eat differently as well. I eat with my feet. No, I'm kidding. Oh. So
you're here all week. Try the veal.
Yeah, okay. I will. Yeah. Well, it's the 12th night humor.
Okay.
Anyway, the question was, life is short, my friends. You know, you're thankful for every day that you wake up and you have a day in front of you. You know, that's pretty much the way we do this. So you figured you just want to eat what you enjoy and be with people that you enjoy and do things that you enjoy because you never know. And then there's the other side of the coin where, well, life is long and you should be healthy through the whole thing and eat properly. And restrict yourself from eating the things that are not good for you. That's my dilemma, to be honest with you.
Okay. That's a Wednesday dilemma, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
You are exhausted. That was a great lead-up, by the way.
Thank you.
So here's my two cents. I have been both ways, and don't take that any which way, okay? Oh, my gosh, do not take that anyway. I've done the super, 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 super healthy. As a matter of fact, you know, fat-free cheese. And by the way, it takes a lot to melt a fat-free cheese, right? which basically begs to see what is inside your stomach.
Yeah.
And then I went all the way back. And now I'm of the, there's a word I use. It's the big M. It's moderation. Oh. And also the other big word I'm going to use, and you better sit down for this one. Right. It's called inclusion.
Ouch.
And I'm gonna tell you what that means, okay, for me. It means that I can do what I want to do within moderation, but then there's an inclusion in each meal of either fruit or vegetable. So basically moderation meaning I don't necessarily if I want a pizza, I'll do a pizza, but I'll do like a pizza with some vegetables on it, you know what I mean? Some mushrooms.
Okay.
Or I'll do a pizza with a side salad.
Okay.
Or if I want a burger, I'll do a burger with a salad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
Or if I want pancakes, I always have to put some fruit on it. Mm-hmm. So that's because I've also, my new kick lately, which I don't know why, is whatever meal I'm eating, it could be chicken, it could be steak, it could be whatever, I always put a side salad next to it. That's what I've been doing for my dinner.
Okay.
But I'm not advocating that for everybody. But what I am saying is moderation works. And it actually, your body, if you do these quick things, they never last. And you deprive yourself. And I love cupcakes. I love cookies. I was at a point where I was doing like every day. Now I've actually... I'm doing every other day or twice a week is now where I'm at. So I do fruit, my favorite fruits, put some yogurt on it or yogurt ice cream, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my Tuesday and Thursdays. Then I can pick up a cupcake or I can pick up a donut. I don't do donuts, so I really feel moderation. If people were to kind of ride that wave, it wouldn't be a horrible wave. It actually kind of works out, and you don't deprive yourself.
Okay,
that's my two cents.
That was a lot of you were up to like $1.50 there. That's pretty cool. That's not bad. What I've done is similar to you, where I'm saying, yeah, have what you want when you want it, but you can't have it all the time. For example, for a while, I was hooked on bologna. I have no idea why.
Are you kidding me? Did you eat it? Did you fry it? Because fried bologna is wonderful.
It is with eggs, with scrambled eggs. I enjoy that. Come on,
that's
now.
My stuff. Okay, keep going.
So anyway, so I see this in the store, and I buy a small amount of bologna. I get home, I slap it between two pieces of bread, and all of a sudden, I'm thrusted back to my childhood, and I'm in heaven.
I know. So
you know what I did, and this taught me the lesson. I had bologna like every 5 hours. It was not good for me. But I didn't feel too well. So like have your bologna once a week. So there's some amount of discipline involved. I love hot dogs. As a matter of fact,
I love hot dogs too. I like to.
Yep.
Butterfly. Do you like a butterfly? Butterfly. Are you a butterfly person? Or you boiled hot dog. What do you?
I. This is going to sound odd, but I'm in love with the street vendor, the Sebretz thing.
Oh my god!
I walk down the street. When I see one, I've got to have something from under that umbrella.
Okay.
And I know it's not exactly sanitary, but it tastes.
Wonderful. Know what's in it. Yeah. Okay, I understand.
Especially with the onions on top, man. That mixture, I can't. If I smell that, I go crazy.
We all have our crack. Okay,
we do,
keep going.
We do. So, but I have to limit myself. You see, so have it, but don't make it you. Is my point. And that's what I started to do. I do what you do. I throw healthy foods in all the time. But I don't say, Ron, no more hot dogs, or Ron, no more bologna. I don't do that.
So you don't. So if you want a third hot dog or a fourth hot dog, you go for it, right?
On a special day, but not...
On a special
yes,
day. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's one of the reasons I don't go to New York a lot, because I eat too many hot dogs when I do go.
Man.
Yeah. It's
you my see, thing. I have a problem. Do you have special days out of the year that you kind of throw yourself to the food gods and just kind of hope they're merciful to you?
There's only two. It's
there's well, there's four for me.
Oh,
I don't. I have a problem, and I don't know why.
Yes.
With barbecues.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why.
Me too.
I forget who I am, and what time of day it is.
That's the answer.
And by the time I enter into it fully aware, but by the time I leave the barbecue, I'm pretty much lost.
Yes.
So I do about three or four, and I don't have a big body, so my stomach basically. So the next day I have like really bad stomach pains.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
do about three or four hot dogs.
Yep. Yep.
Three or four hamburgers.
Yep.
Potato salad.
Good
forget
for you.
About it,
you're
as
wonderful.
They say in New York.
Yep.
And then I do the drink. Somebody's got a good punch that I'm definitely going to be supping up.
Of course.
And I'm drinking like a fish, eating like a.
Yep.
Fill in all the blanks.
Okay, I got it.
And then the next day I wake up with remorse. And so that is 4th of July. That's my big one.
You got it.
Labor Day weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
That's my big one.
One more.
Thanksgiving. Forget about it.
Okay.
Oh, that's my Olympics. Okay.
Yeah.
Christmas, not so much, but for some reason, and I'm forgetting one, probably my birthday, but I feel like those times, I don't know what goes on with me. I don't know what's going on with the barbecue, the smell, the people, atmosphere.
Smell the people. No, I agree with you. It's the beer, the alcohol,
the
everything. Memorial Day is the other barbecue day.
Okay.
I'm good for Thanksgiving because I like to cook and all that stuff, and I'll just have a small amount of turkey, small amount of stuffing. It's the pies. It's those damn pies, man. Who invented pies? It's a horrible thing. Pies
you know,
and cake.
What about Cinnabon? Have you ever?
I don't go near there. No,
I don't even enjoy it.
I don't even enjoy
it. What?
No,
okay, that's you lost me.
Yeah, I can't.
Don't.
I can't. That to me, I'd rather have 50 bologna animals than eat one Cinnabon.
Okay, well, you lost me at Cinnabon.
I mean,
I love
the Cinnabon, but just eating it, I feel like I've murdered somebody.
Really?
Yeah, I feel
okay,
horrible.
Okay,
where
are you with chocolate chip cookies? Where are you with cookies?
Oh, I don't eat them at all because I can't eat one cookie. I have to have the entire box. I don't know how to stop.
Where are you with ice cream? What's your favorite flavor?
Chocolate. Huh? Chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What about donuts? Where are you with donuts?
I can't do donuts anymore. I used to.
Donuts.
I can't.
Do you guys have Krispy Kremes where you're from?
We had one store up here in the New England area. It was doing very well, but nobody went. They're so Dunkin' Donuts up here. It's not funny.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Same here. Yeah. New York had, we had a plethora about 5 years ago, yeah. 6 years ago. They and did. Now I think there's one. I think there's actually one Krispy Kreme left. Yeah.
I think the human race realized, unless you're in the Midwest where you eat everything in sight anyway, like tractor pulls and things. But other than that, no, I think people in urban areas pretty much figured out Krispy Kreme is just near death.
It's not right.
It's just too good. It's just it's candy for the devil.
It is not bad. And if you've ever, I once did a production in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. All right,
mm-hmm.
Kansas City. I think it was Kansas City, Missouri. I'm not sure, but I. Being from New York, I wanted a fancy restaurant. My crew started laughing at me and like, what do you mean fancy? There's no such thing as fancy here. You have Cracker Barrel. So I was like, okay, I'll go to Cracker Barrel. And at Cracker Barrel, I asked them for, you know, a salad and whatever. And my salad was horrible. And the person sitting next to me was having chicken and dumplings.
Yes.
And I said to them, would you mind if I had just a taste, you know, to water wash down my salad here, my green salad, and which the whole crew was laughing at me. And let me tell you something. I was born again. It was like religion.
Yeah,
if you've ever had Cracker Barrel, chicken and dumplings, I urge you to try that. But anyways, we all have our food things. And yes, and I have tons of them too. I come from big eaten family. Mm-hmm, so the fact that I'm the size that I am is a mystery to my whole family. Mm-hmm. But I have to say to everybody, I work hard for this. Like I do not, it's definitely, like you said, it's a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make a decision in which how I conduct my eating life, because I like food porn. I go on the internet, I go on Instagram, and I look at food sites, and I just kind of do a Homer Simpson.
Wow.
Like that.
Well, I don't know. I just think therapists are doing a wonderful job these days. Hey, this has been fascinating. I mean, I think we've come to a resolve here. I'm not sure, although you...
Moderation, And once in a while, put a little lettuce on your hamburger.
Well, you should always do that. Come on. You know, but not the Whopper kind of lettuce, though.
Not Whopper lettuce.
Whopper lettuce, that's what it's called, Whopper lettuce.
Okay, your favorite hamburger before we go. Favorite fast food hamburger.
It is the Whopper. I know that I'm very odd in that sense, but it is the Whopper.
You are the Whopper king?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well,
let's
clear this up. I go once every 2 years when I'm very, very weak and depressed. But other than that, no, I can't do McDonald's. It feels like just a fried place to me.
What about Wendy's?
No, also fried feeling. Fried feeling. The Whopper feels like I'm going to a barbecue somewhat. It's a little flame broiled, and I like the buns better.
My God, it's like you're doing a commercial. Who's paying you? This chit-chat sponsored by the Whopper,
hey,
right?
I got a crown on my head as we speak.
You always got a crown.
Well, they gave that to me at the Shakespeare thing. Anyway, she's Alicia Carey, and this has been the Chit Chat. We'll do it again next week. There you have it, kids. Well, that's it for me today. It's a little bit of an extended version of the program. Thank you to all my guests, and thank you to you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace.